News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Men's Health Week kicks off today and the HSE are encouraging all men to make some small changes to support their health and their well-being. And former Mayo footballer David Brady is joining us now and is involved in the campaign. David, first of all, the importance of a week of discussing men's health. Why do you believe that it's necessary?
Ciara, I think it's necessary, I suppose, to highlight what we have done and the positive things, I think, that have came out of the last 16 or 18 months on making connections. And I suppose just being a bit more open and honest with ourselves and the people around us to say, you know what, from a men's health perspective, maybe we are the ones that keep things inside and we don't say things when we should, or we don't present, as you would know as a GP, we don't present maybe to a doctor in time. We mask our symptoms and say, I look at it, it's okay. And from a mental health point of view, I think it's very, very important that we kind of have a concerted focus on it. And I think this week is all about men's health and how we can focus as men. And when we talk men, it's the older generation, it's my generation, it's the younger generation, it's even teenagers. And that's the big theme of the week, is about making connections and how we can make the connections and keep the connections and probably good habits that we've picked up over the last 18 months and saying, you know what, how are you? How's things? How are you? You know, and it's important not to lose them, but to build on others as well.
Can I ask you, and it's a genuine question, David, why do you think it is that men do find it as hard as they clearly do to talk about feelings or vulnerabilities or things like that?
Honestly, Ciara, I think it's what you might call heritage or history. We've all seen it. You know, I'm in my 40s now, and you know, I'm of that generation where it's kind of show no pain. Take it from me as a footballer. You know, it was always, oh, get up, get at it, and don't show weakness, and don't show your hurt. I think it's massively important from a mental well-being point of view that we do show weakness. And we do maybe say to our friend or our colleague or someone that we're close to, or maybe a stranger might pick up on the vibe that maybe all is not okay. And by asking the simple things, and I think that's it, how are you keeping? Yeah. How are you feeling? Is everything okay? Rather than say, oh, look, everything is great and forget about the rest. But I think from the Men's Health Forum of Ireland, working with the HSC and about 90 other agencies this week are focusing on that exact thing. How do we make the connections?
Yeah.
And how do and we connect talking. With others? And I think it's vital.
And I know the HSC are asking men to make a few small changes. What are the changes that they're looking for? Is it all about talking and being open, or are there other specific things?
Well, you know what? Sometimes, Karen, it's about listening and probably identifying from, you know, someone that you might be talking to. And I think from my perspective, I think this whole Men's Health Week is culminating on making a pledge on Saturday to say, what's your pledge from a men's health perspective or your own personal health perspective? And for me, I've had the honour of making connections over the last 18 months with people, ringing strangers. Yeah. And I'm pledging that I'm going to continue to do that, not just for COVID, not just for David Brady, not just because I'm involved in GAA, but from a personal perspective. And if I can help, listen. And you know what? It's like everything else. If we're open and we're honest with each other as men, I think, you know what? It can benefit the wider community.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Listen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Some great advice there. That is former Mayo footballer David Brady on the week that is the week of men's health, which is this week starting today.